morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer, with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another 2 in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
Hey, good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. The Oklahoma Senate on Tuesday gave final approval to the state budget, which includes huge investments in public school classrooms, a teacher and state employee pay raise, as well as significant investments in criminal justice reforms, all while saving $200 million. The fiscal year 2020 budget bill, House Bill 2765, passed on a 37-11 vote. The budget now goes to Governor Kevin Stitt's desk for consideration. In regard to rural Oklahoma, the fiscal year 2020 budget includes about $3.1 million for rural infrastructure and special programs, including a $500,000 appropriation to fund a public-private partnership to maintain clean water in northeast Oklahoma and areas with high poultry density, $1.1 million for wildfire mitigation and additional resources for rural firefighters, and $1.5 million earmarked to improve rural flood control dams. Click over to OklahomaFarmReport.com to review more highlights on the proposed budget for fiscal year 2020. Also yesterday, in anticipation of the upcoming USDA cattle on feed report, Allendale Incorporated shared its estimates for total cattle on feed and cold storage, as its analysts believe will be recorded in the April 2019 report. Based on those numbers, Allendale expects April placements will come in at 12.9% over last year and just over 1.9 million head. This would be a record placement for any previous April since the current data series began back in 1996. If realized, this would mark 3 months in a row of above last year placements. Allendale also anticipates a marketing total in April at 6.4% over last year for a total of 1.92 million head, and total cattle on feed as of May 1st at 2.8% over last year, clocking in at just over 11.88 million head. This would be the largest April marketing in 11 years and a record for May 1st numbers since the data series began back in 1996. In other news, John Deere says it will slow its production output at certain facilities by as much as 20% year over year during the second half of 2019. Reasons for the decision range from trade uncertainty to a host of other issues pressuring the ag industry. Output reductions will mainly focus on large equipment in the North American market. Corey Reed, president of John Deere Financial, points to a lack of trade dispute resolutions, as well as wet weather conditions and African swine fever as reasons to lower production. Reed wants the company to position itself well for 2020 by the end of this year. Higher freight costs, including some air freight charges to bring in parts, as well as unfavorable product mix and overall uncertainty, along with upcoming decreased production volume, are all causing manufacturers to drop their margin projections in the industry by 1% this year. You got farm news on Ron.
Wheat farmers in northern Oklahoma, south central Kansas, and the Oklahoma Panhandle, jump on with Spirit Rider, another OSU Graze and Grain and Golden Grain variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Spirit Rider is the first OK Bullet progeny with OK Bullet's same standability but a shorter plant height. Spirit Rider is resistant to stripe rust and tolerates leaf spotting diseases and acid soils. Spirit Rider sprints out of the gate with rapid canopy closure. It also offers excellent milling and baking quality as verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.